And we're hoping to have Gráinne Loughnane from Malone in to talk to us very shortly. You know, she's on the other end of the phone, I think. And we're going to discuss about the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Hello, Gráinne.
How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad at all. Now, your International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Poverty in one place and poverty in another place is an entirely different thing. But we're talking about Ireland here, and slowly but surely, the senior citizens' resources are getting eroded, and now they're going to bring in a new pension in 2022, but it takes about 30 to 40 years before a pension kicks in. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so I suppose the big challenge really for older people around the pension is that the state pension comes in at about €248, whereas the poverty line in Ireland is actually about €252. So older people, if the state pension is their only form of income, they might have some other allowances also, but it means that people are left in a very tight position if that's what they're relying on to get by. We work with older people who, for example, have to make quite difficult choices week on week, and often what we find is that people, if an emergency happens, if say somebody has to go to hospital, there's extra costs, or even something as simple as the cooker breaking, the oven breaking in your house, people just can't afford to for those little day-to-day things to happen, because what they're living on is actually quite short to begin with. So and this year's budget, we had been hoping for an increase to the pension to bring it in line with average earnings, to 35% of average earnings, to benchmark it so that people would be assured of what their pension would be, and that it would be increased, I suppose, in line with inflation as well. But this year we saw no increase to the state pension. And as you know, with costs increasing and inflation isn't going away, older people then are struggling to make up that shortfall. So really around International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, we were trying to bring some awareness, I suppose, to the fact that there are a lot of people, a lot of older people in Ireland today who are living in conditions of poverty and of financial difficulty, but it's something that isn't really spoken about today. We tend to think that that would have been the days of Willie Birmingham for ourselves here back in the 70s when a loan was founded. But we come across people living in conditions quite similar to those that Willie Birmingham would have come across still today. So we were just trying to, I suppose, raise awareness of this and call attention to the fact that not everybody, not all older people are flying along and doing well with finances. It can be a very hidden issue.
Yeah, well, of course, poverty is usually people, the first thing to think about is the lack of nutrition food as such. But of course, like as you pointed out, it's not just that. All sorts of things can go wrong, like the cooker, you said, or the boiler or whatever. And usually these come in threes, we always notice.
Oh, yeah.
It's one thing after another. It's a knock-on, of course. And, quite a lot of people, particularly this weather now, particularly today and yesterday, they have to heat the house, whether it's... and quite a lot of houses that they live in have been in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And, this heat just flies out of them unless you have done all sorts of bits and pieces, which normally they couldn't afford.
Exactly. And coming into winter months, it's always something that we try to raise a bit of awareness of, about staying warm in winter and encouraging people to prioritise spending on heating, even if they are struggling in terms of money, because I suppose we see so many people today in Dublin and across the country who are sitting in the cold, sitting without, who don't want to, who don't get out of bed, for example, till late in the day, and they go to bed very early in the evening in order to be able to cut down on their heating costs. But we just want to remind everybody as well that so living in somewhere that's warm is really vital to keeping your health up as you get older. It's important that your home is at a safe temperature as well. And even for people who are struggling a bit financially, do prioritise your spend on heating. The other advice we gave in times of cold weather, like today, like you say, and possibly some more down the line, is around things like eating hot meals at least twice a day, staying wrapped up, simple things like that, just because it's something that can be quite quickly glossed over, but it's really essential part of staying well in winter.
Yeah, and the hypothermia is one of the things that people they don't normally get, but it has occurred on occasions. And of course, the person thinks they're getting warmer, but of course they're getting colder all the time. And it gets to a stage that you can do nothing, you know. But however, that's beside the point. But generally, as we know, the aging population, the senior citizens, have grown more numerous day by day, and you wanted to talk about international poverty, and what plans have you got to put in place to eradicate it, or try to eradicate it?
Yeah, so I suppose this is a UN day. It's held every year to raise awareness of it. So I suppose in Ireland today, We're still waiting for some of those suggestions that we have put forward, increasing the pension, benchmarking it to 35% of average earnings. In this year's budget, we did see some improvements to things like the living alone allowance was increased, which is really vital. Older people living alone are at risk of financial difficulty and of poverty. So we really did welcome that increase this year. But I suppose in terms of plans to eradicate it, unfortunately it is still an issue, and one that isn't being fully addressed today. It is a small percentage of older people who experience this. I think 1 in 10 older people experience enforced deprivation, which is where you have to go without, two necessities. That might be things like hot meals or a second pair of good shoes for winter. Things like that, which are quite vital, and especially as we get older. But that's about 1 in 10 people over 65. Who are living in enforced deprivation. But I suppose where we really see the impact of poverty and financial difficulty is around housing conditions. And there's, I think, about 2% of people in Ireland today, older people in Ireland, who don't have an indoor bathroom. It sounds like a small percentage, but that runs into thousands and thousands of older people. And it's issues like these, I suppose, that people don't really expect that we would still see today in Dublin or indeed in Ireland. But it is something that that we come across quite regularly in our work.
Yes, and of course there are grants available for to provide some of these, but they're not 100%, you know. You have to come up with some money for them.
Yeah.
And you might be waiting 6 months or a year.
Yeah, so while the grants are a great help in some cases, in some places where it maybe covers 90 to 95% of the grant, you might still be left with costs of a couple of hundred or in some cases in the thousands of euro. Whether that's that might be, for example, for if you have to get you have a lot of upfront costs, I suppose, with getting the grant. A lot of older people, especially those living in difficult conditions, just don't have that money lying around. So even though the grants are really welcome for some people, they don't go the whole way there. We worked with a woman not too long ago, who didn't have an indoor bathroom, and she got a grant, but it didn't cover the full amount of the cost, and she actually had to forgo the money that she was putting aside for her her annual fuel for her heating for the winter, so that she could cover the rest of the cost. And these are those difficult decisions that I mentioned earlier that some older people experience still today in terms of money and where best to spend it.
Yes, and of course there's another cohort of people now who are renting, and the landlord is selling up or doing whatever, and they're being evicted. And you know, they might have been renting for 30 or 40 years the same, and they considered their home, and it may be down to one person, you know, others have passed on and that, and the rent is still the same, and the increase in the rent, and there's all sorts of chicanery going on there too, but we won't mention that, that they could be forced out of the house, and what did they do?
Unfortunately, no matter how long somebody has been renting a home, I think they're entitled to a maximum of, well, they're entitled to 226 days notice, I think, which it's a couple of months, really. I suppose it's one thing, I suppose, if you get a notice to quit when you're in your 20s or in your 30s. If you're in your 80s, it's a very different issue. And for older people, going back into the rental market or having to look for a place in today's housing crisis, it's hugely difficult. And often, I suppose, people experience as well ageism. People might not... People would see an older person in the queue to view a place, along with who might be on a pension, but it's very hard for somebody to, I suppose, beat out say younger people in that situation for a rented property, and unfortunately the state pension, it isn't really designed to cover housing costs. It's kind of under the assumption that you're living mortgage-free or rent-free, and unfortunately it's just not the case today. And many, the rental market really just, it's not built for older people, and older people that we work with are getting notices to quit and finding it very difficult to find alternative accommodation.
Yeah, it's nearly impossible. We hear all sorts of stories with regard to that situation. And if they do find somewhere to rent, which is very, very difficult, it may not be in the community that they lived in. It could be on the far side of the city or something, where the person wouldn't even know where all the shops and all the services were, you know. And this in itself can be very worrying. If it never happens, you know, they're worrying, will this, the son of the landlord that we deal with for the last 30 years, what will he be doing, and etc., you know. And there might be just, you know, it just might be foundless, but at least it's a worry with regard to poverty, you know, has all sorts of different shades of and sides to it. And this is one that we think is going to happen quite a lot in the future.
Yes, I suppose as our population gets older, and also as more and more people are renting later in life because they can't buy, aren't in a position to buy a property, and even those people who are buying later and end up with mortgage costs into retirement. It's something that we expect in the coming years to see an awful lot more older people who are living in precarious circumstances in the rental market. It's something we're seeing more of now than we have in previous years. So I suppose at the minute there is, I think, 235 people on the waiting list for a loan housing, which is in and around about the highest ever. So it's the unfortunately the issue is probably only going to get worse unless unless significant action is taken.
Yes, and you do quite a lot, and you've. Different schemes with regard to housing where a person may be a widow or a widow and they have plenty, well, they won't have, they have room and you can split up the house and all this type of thing. But that doesn't happen very often. It's not, we can't keep up with the demand.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I suppose at the minute... with our housing, it's quite difficult in terms of if we have one or two homes to fill, and if you have a list going into the hundreds. But even when it gets down to the stage of 5 to 10 people on a list, all of whom are in really difficult circumstances and need a home, making decisions like that is not a position that we want to be in.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be prioritised. That's in other words, that's what you're saying.
That's it.
Yeah, and Grana, have you, with regard to the future, have you any plans for the immediate future and the far distant future?
Well, I suppose at the moment we're getting ready for Christmas still feels a bit early to be saying it, but we launched our Christmas campaign on Friday with our Christmas ambassador Marion Keyes. So we're really encouraging people to reach out to their older neighbours, family members, friends over the Christmas season and over the winter, just for a chat and a bit of crack. But we're also encouraging people to just take a couple of minutes, think what the best way they can do to support older people in their community is, whether that's lifting the phone and making a phone call, whether it's volunteering for us at a loan or even making a donation. So we're just encouraging everybody to take those couple of minutes over the next couple of weeks and think what they can do.
Yes, and we put it in one, just think of the elderly. Over
That's
Christmas,
exactly
particularly
it.
Over Christmas and during bad weather spells, etc. And we know the weather with regard to the future is very, very uncertain. And I'd like to thank you, Grania, for coming on at this short notice. And we will be back to you again, maybe in the new year or maybe at Christmas, whatever. And I would like to thank you again.
Thanks so much, Jocelyn. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.